10 minutes to Cavuto now, and their new WikiLeaks documents out. Man, we've learned a lot from the WikiLeaks, haven't we? Now we know the United States has been secretly funding opposition groups in Syria, groups that are actively attempting to topple the president, Bashar al-Assad, even as the White House tries to rebuild relationships there. According to the reporting of the Washington Post newspaper, which published the leaked diplomatic cables, the money started flowing to opposition groups and a TV network broadcasting anti-government message under President George W. Bush. And the report indicates the funding continued under the current President Obama through last year. The State Department, of course, denies the story. The White House won't comment on the leak. Syria, as you know, is dealing with a wave of uprisings like many other countries across the Middle East. Mike Baker's here now. He's a former covert operations officer for the Central Intelligence Agency and is live with us now. Mike, good to see you.
Thank you, Chuck.
I learned from our government recently that there is no, well, there's no war in Libya, and we haven't taken sides in Libya. And now I've learned from WikiLeaks cables that we're supporting one side in a non-war in Syria. And I don't know why anybody's surprised by anything this bunch of folks does anymore.
No, I can't imagine anybody would be confused. It is amazing what we can learn from WikiLeaks. It's fascinating that, you know, the Washington Post has just made itself the arbiter of what's, you know, good for the public to know.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you get information that the government's lying to you again. One more lie from the government. I wish they would publish all of it. Every lie they tell ought to be put laid bare.
Well, now, Shep, to be fair, I don't think you can call it a lie.
We're not in a war, and we haven't taken sides in Libya. Those are lies, and this is a lie.
Well, no, I'm just saying the list is so long we don't have room for it
on the screen anymore.
Right. Understood. Well, I think the problem here is this, from a 30,000-foot view, the idea of covertly funding opposition groups overseas, that's not new.
And
quite frankly, there have been examples of that throughout, you know, many, many decades. And, you know, the idea that under the Bush administration they would take this tactic, that makes sense. That's consistent with where the Bush administration was with the Assad regime. I mean, they froze ties with Assad and you know, were openly disdainful of his behavior. But, you know, now I think the confusion is that you've got the Obama administration, and, you know, as soon as they came in, they decided to recast Assad as a bit of a reformer and went to try to work with him. So I suspect there's more to this story. Within the WikiLeaks cables, it indicates that there were funds available for this covert funding of the opposition groups in Syria through September of last year. It doesn't indicate that the Obama administration continued with those funds, and I suspect they probably slowed or completely stopped them, given that I don't think they would have had the nerve to be putting their hand out to shake Assad's hand at the same time as handing money with the other hand over to the opposition.
Hmm. When you look at the way this was being conducted, according to the WikiLeaks documents, I mean, that seems to be the only straight answers that we get anymore. According to these WikiLeaks documents, what they were doing sort of fits the pattern, and that is to try to prop up groups that think these oppressive regimes are bad. Read Iran. It's been done there in the past as well.
No, sure, absolutely. And you know, and again, it falls into the category of rarely do you have the opportunity overseas in a place like the Middle East or other locations to say, okay, my choice is to work with good or bad. It rarely is that. Usually it's bad or less bad, or bad or more bad. So, you know, unfortunately, it's not black and white, and we have to deal with these people. And we saw this with the outcry over Mubarak when during the tensions in Egypt, and people were saying, oh, how could we have been dealing with this man for 3 decades? Well, you know, the reality is you have to deal with the hand you're dealt. So, you know, it's not a surprise in terms of funding the opposition groups in Syria. What will be a surprise is the reaction we get within foreign policy around the world as to this latest news from WikiLeaks.
Yeah, it will be interesting. One of the enduring lessons from all this, and we've been learning it for decades now, is if you support dictators who murder their own people, eventually it'll come around and bite you in the butt. It's stunning that that's the way it works, but it does seem to happen.
Yeah, again, another surprise.
Yeah, right. Murdering dictators. We're here for you. Mike Baker, former CIA covert operator.